to know this, especially people coming into the church. Do you know, for a Jew to be saved in Jesus' day, that their whole family excommunicated them. If their if his father saw him coming down the street, his father would go to the other side of the street. They would spit on him. They'd have nothing to do with him because he got saved. Why did I say that? Sometimes if a person is really going to get saved, I mean really come out of the snares of the devil, it's going to cost them a little something. Say amen, lights. You may come to the altar with a boyfriend. Y'all are sexually active. But once you come to the altar, something got to change. Hey. Is this the Catholic Church? Something's supposed to change. Now, here's the great deception. Now, you got to understand, a lot of people are deceived. Is the word of God right or wrong? Did God just say this stuff to be saying it? And, you know, if you think it's right, then go ahead. If you don't think it's right, then don't worry about it. Is it a suggestion or a commandment? Now we just read a few things on here, but let's read on. Because you'll see why people need to know this, whether they like you or not. This is not a popularity contest. If you had learned that by now, you better learn it quick. Because crowds will make you popular. But just like the crowds make you popular, they'll turn on you and say, crucify. That's what a crowd will do. You better get disciples. You better get sons. Arrows in your quiver. Amen. People you can trust. People with a like mind that have a life that is sanctified. There's another cuss word, sanctified. That ain't people in black clothes, long dresses. Nothing wrong with a long dress, but it ain't the thing sanctified. No, sanctified means set apart. Jesus sanctified himself for the sake of his disciples. Paul said he could do a whole lot of things, but he didn't for the sake of those who were following him. He had liberty to do a lot of things, but he didn't. Let's read the rest of that, because I want you to see what the scripture says. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. Let me go back to witchcraft. You know, in a lot of places, people still practice witchcraft in the church. In the churches. There are certain places it's more prevalent. But witchcraft has to do with pharmacia, pharmaceuticals, medication, but it also has to do with control. Witchcraft has to do with control. People trying to control the leader, trying to control everything so that it goes the way they want it to go. In spite of the way God may want it to go. And if they can't have it that way, they're going to give you a whole lot of trouble. But that's witchcraft. God didn't call you to control anybody. You need to control yourself. Amen. Come on, we're going to get you out of the dust. But we got to get the roots of these things. The axe got to be laid to the root. See, it's easy to pick a piece of fruit. But oh, when you go to chop a tree down at the root, it takes some muscle. It takes some effort. It takes some time. It takes a sharp axe. Amen. Some people need to be saved. Their feet are in the fire. Because they're around ministry that gives them liberty to do whatever they want to do. Just perform. Just sing it, baby. Just sing. Just do your thing. It's prostitution. Amen. But we got to get the root. Get it back up there for me. Witchcraft, hatred, 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 variance. Do a study on these words. Emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. Now look what he says here. So we can get this root. And such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now wait just a moment. You mean that person that can sing so well, but they're fornicating, and they can sing so well, they say they love God. Did the Bible just say they shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Think about a moment. All this stuff we see and all this stuff we hear and all this stuff we tend to accept, will God know their heart? Yeah. And he knows the wickedness. Now listen, I don't judge. I'm not judging any person. But I pray that people that are caught up in these webs of deception will hear something that will convict them to realize. I got a good library at home. I got a really good book on the effect of relationships outside of marriage, what it does to a person's soul. And if people really knew what goes on with their soul, you see, that sin, all other sins are without the body, but that sin is against your body. That does something deep. In Proverbs, it talks about the young man that stopped by the harlot's house. He didn't know that that was the way to hell. He said, strong men have been cast down there. And he said, no one returns from there. Now, come on. See, we kind of fluff up stuff. Well, you know, what did the word say? What did the word say? Get it back up. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Next verse. No, that's enough. Then it gets into the fruit of the Spirit. Now, the whole purpose of this series, I'm after some roots. We want to stop, not that we whitewash stuff, but we don't want to whitewash stuff. I want people to think deeply about where they are or where someone you know or that is close to you, where they are. And if they've been hoodwinked and deceived, tell them the truth in love. Show them the truth in the Bible. Get them delivered. See, this is just the first dimension of grace. And you know, like I know, if a person lives there, the devil dines with them. He dines with them. That person is like a city broken down and without walls. Back in the ancient times, a city without walls, anybody could come in there. Any army could invade it at any time. That's why they had the, when a camel, they had what you call the eye of a needle. Remember Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. We ain't talking about a sewing needle. See, some people think it's just impossible. No, the eye of a needle was a hole in the wall that a camel couldn't walk through. But sometimes caravans would show up, you know, at a late hour where the gate was shut. And they weren't letting nobody, they weren't opening no gates. So they would have to unload the camels, all the spices, all of what was on the camel, and the camel would have to get down on his knees, and they'd have to pull him through the eye. It was hard, but he could come through there. And he said, it's easier for a camel to come through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God, because the riches distract him. The riches are his God. The riches are his source. The riches, he don't think he need people. He doesn't think he have to treat people right. He doesn't think that he's ever going to need anything. Oh, soul, sit back and take thine ease. That's what riches can do. But go with me to Second Timothy chapter 2. I believe this type of word will transform us. Amen. You know, we are the head, not the tail. But sometimes there are roots. There are things that hinder or block us from truly experiencing the Zoe life. And so we have to get the root of stuff. You know, growing up, my mother was a stickler for our yard. We had a real big yard, and my dad kept it real well. But, you know, in the Midwest, in the summer or late spring and early summer, it's dandelions. You know, the big, all they had to do was some of the seedlings. And our yard would be full of them sometime. My mother would get an umbrella, a lawn chair, and her three sons. She'd have the lawn chair and the umbrella. And we'd be out in the yard pulling dandelions. And she knew if we didn't get the root. She would watch us. But every now and then, you know, we would sneak and not just pull it out. Just get the day or two later, be right back. So see, if you don't get the root of something, if you just get the flower or the fruit, it will continue to hamper you and haunt you and oppress you. But how many ready to really get transformed, really get changed, to be that authentic you and not carry a whole bunch of excess baggage? Amen? So, did you get Timothy for me? Thou therefore, my son, let me see, is that what I want? No, I don't want, it's 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 19. And we're talking about those in the troposphere. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Sinners, let voices unite in praise of that excellent name. Let cares find their place, our sins are erased, for Jesus has died and has risen. Oh, Savior of sinners, now help us recall the wonderful things you have done. God's kingdom has dawned, so let us respond to all the good gifts he has given. And just